You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Of our new regime kind of fizzled out.
It was a debut dud is what I'm seeing. That's the hashtag today.
You know, Bronco Nation just needs to relax. Everything's going to be fine. Broncos will bounce back. They're just about guaranteed to win their home opener, which is coming up this Sunday because...
Who are they playing?
A relatively crappy team, Houston, so...
Okay.
I think, you know, the Broncos will win that game, and then everyone will feel a lot better.
There was too much buildup, in my opinion. Here's the problem. There was too much buildup, too much excitement, too many interviews, too many news stories. It was 2 hours before the game last night, you know, and it's like... They just got to stop that so you don't feel as disappointed, I feel like, when they, you know, when they flop a little bit.
I have learned over the last few years that if, let's say, a kickoff is at, you know, 2:25, which is this coming Sunday, the Broncos will kick off at 2:25. I've learned to turn my TV on at about 2:23.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I just don't watch the hype and the buildup and the grossness beforehand, you know?
Yeah, we had it on. We had it going because, you know, it was right around, you know, our dinner time and getting the kids, you know, trying to practice piano and do all this stuff. So we had a lot of it running last night. And my wife is probably the biggest Bronco fan I know. So she was all decked out in her gear. We had the flag out. It was a lot of shh, shh, shh from her last night so she could listen to the commentary. At one point in our house, we had three screens going. We had the main one there in the family room so we could see it from the kitchen. And then she had the bedroom TV going because she was running up and down the stairs doing things,
sure.
You know. And then when she was not in those rooms, she had her YouTube TV going on her phone so she could carry it around with her into various rooms so she could, you know, stay up to date on what was going on. So we had three screens going at once last night. And
that's funny because
a lot of screaming.
Year,
and
last year, as I recall, she had lost some of her...
She did a little bit. Yeah, the twinkle
some of
was...
her spark with the team. She missed games left and right last year.
Yeah, she did. The twinkle in her eye was gone. But it's back, man. It is back in full force. And
I call it the new regime. You know, new owners, new coach, new quarterback.
Exactly. And... it's exactly what it is.
But you know what? It was just a little reality, you know, shot of reality for us that you still got to go out there and execute. You can't fumble the ball.
Twice on the 1 yard line. Twice.
Yeah.
Over 100 yards in penalties last night, and then the botched...
Look at you talking sports.
The botched kick at the end, I mean...
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
That's a long kick.
What I don't understand, personally, and I'm not the only person saying this, is we invested all of this into Russell Wilson, who's supposed to be the second coming of our Lord and Savior, right? And he is going to drive the Broncos to the promised land of the Super Bowl. He is a god.
Yes.
And yet, when it's fourth down and five with a minute to go in the game, you've got this quarterback that you have banked on to get you 5 yards, but instead, you let the clock run down and bring a kicker out to try a kick at a distance he's never made before.
Right, right, right.
I don't understand.
What happened? Why'd you do that?
I know it's easy to be the armchair quarterback, and if the kick had been made, nobody would be saying this.
Yeah.
But the odds, if I'm going to put money on Russell Wilson getting 5 yards versus a kicker doing a near, close to the record all-time field goal on the road, not at friendly, you know, Mile High Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm going to put...
Go with your QB,
I'm
right?
I'm going to put my trust in my
savior
quarterback.
That's right.
So I don't understand that, but, you know, again, if he had made the kick, then nobody would be saying this. Blah,
here,
blah,
here,
blah.
Guys, if you guys don't know, if you went to bed early, here's 18 seconds of how it ended.
From 64, McManus missed it. And the Seahawks are going to win this game. And Pete Carroll, with Geno Smith at quarterback, is going to start 1-0. And Russell Wilson, the Broncos, come in here and come up a point short.
There you go. Point short.
Point short.
It's 1 point. Hey, side note, you know what else was super annoying last night? The Seahawks uniforms. Too bright. They're like highlighters running around out there.
Neon.
It's too distracting. I think that was part of the problem last night, too. The Broncos lost because
something about
it hurts your
teams,
eyes.
Something about those teams in the Northwest because, you know, you've got the University of Oregon, which is not that far away. And they're bright neon colors.
It's too much.
And then you've got, you know, Boise State with that super, Smurf blue field. What is with them in the Northwest with all of these colors?
I don't know. The colors be popping, and my eyes were like, ugh, last night. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool at first when they came running out, but then by halfway through the game, I was like, ugh, I feel sick.
Turn it down, man. It's like Walt Disney threw up or something.